Blog Talk Radio.
What up, sports fanatic? This your dude, Uncle Leroy Jr. Don't say the Leroy without saying the Jr. And thanks for tuning in with me again. And this week, man, do I have another banging show for y'all. Today I have calling in is amateur female, MMA fighter, Janet G. She's going to be joining me as she discusses her upcoming fight in Oklahoma. But as we get this train moving, I got to give a shout out to our Tuesday night show, The Robinson Show. So make sure, you know, y'all tune in if you want to get any up-to-date sports news going on, anything that's going on. He has it. Picks, anything. Shout out to The Robinson Show every week, Tuesday at 6:30. So this week in our Facebook group, and if you haven't joined, make sure you join our Facebook group. It's Sports Talk with Friends, where it goes down, you know. But it's a very positive group because it's a sports group, but make sure you remember the friends. So make sure you join our group, our Facebook group, Sports Talk with Friends. Our hot topic this week is, with the game on the line, which quarterback would you want with the ball? So our choices was Tom Brady, of course, of the New England Patriots. We had Drew Brees, big ups to the Drew Brees from the New Orleans Saints. We had Aaron Discount Double Check Rodgers, and we had Big Ben Roethlisberger. So out of all of them, Aaron Rodgers was the one to get the nod with two votes. Tom Brady came in second with one vote, but no one within the group voted for Drew Brees or Ben Roethlisberger, which is very, I can't understand that because I'm a big Drew Brees fan. And if it's not Peyton Manning with the game on the line and I need a score, I would want Peyton Manning. But after that, I would like Drew Brees because that's my dude all day. But make sure every week we have a hot topic posted on Monday. So if you didn't get in on this week's vote, make sure you get in on next week. So that does it for our hot topic. And, man, we about to get things started. So I'm about to take a quick break as we get Janet G on the line. So hang tight for me. All right, that does it for the break, and hopefully y'all didn't go to sleep. But if you did, I got Janet G on the line with us, so she can definitely give you a punch or put you in a sleep or to wake you up. But how's it going, Janet?
It's going real good. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. It's Friday. Just got paid. And hey. You know, it's the weekend, baby.
So I'm right there with you. I definitely understand that feeling.
Yes. But I know you got to remain focused for this upcoming fight. But where you calling me from?
I'm over here in Dallas by White Rock Lake. So my apartment's just overlook the lake. I actually run around there, too. So that's the area I'm calling from.
Oh, cool. Wait, so you actually run around the lake out there?
Yeah, it's great. It's about 10 miles. I think I've only actually ran around the whole thing twice. But, it's quite the exercise.
Cool. Yeah, I was like, it started sounding cool until you said 10 miles. My eyes just bucked, and I was like, what? Well, that's pretty cool. Well, I want to definitely take the time out to thank you for calling in and, sharing your story and, things about you. So where are you from?
I am originally from Alamogordo, New Mexico, and that's a really small town. The biggest city is probably El Paso, which is about an hour and a half away, and it's some desert, some mountains, a little bit of both, so I got kind of a mix of that.
Oh, cool. So, definitely coming from out there, because I heard how you said you was from New Mexico, but the biggest city is in Albuquerque? That's Texas. So, I bet that made you very diverse. So, with having both sides of the city, I guess you can say, or the town, or different states, what are some of your hobbies?
You know, I actually love horseback riding. I owned a horse when I was younger, and also worked on a racetrack exercising racehorses when I was growing up. So, yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Man, that's cool, because I am a big proponent of horse racing. Like, that is pretty cool. Like, wow.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
It's amazing what goes... Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. No, that was all you. I was just caught up in a moment. So you said it's amazing what goes on. Well, yeah, definitely tell me, because, what are some of the back things behind the scenes that you remember about having a racehorse?
Man, I tell you, the work that goes into training racehorses and getting them ready and getting them cleaned and their stalls cleaned every day, it's a huge, huge task. And there was upwards to about 50 racehorses at the barn that I worked at. And every morning we'd have about 5 exercise riders come out and we would tack up the horses. And it was just a process. They'd go out, exercise the horses, bring them back. We'd walk them out, cool them down, put them back in their stalls, which we would clean while they were being exercised. So that was what I did.
Oh, yeehaw! Like, man, it just felt like that just go behind it. I feel like a cowboy after hearing all that. So that is pretty cool. So, what's some of the things, or if any, what motivated you to become a fighter?
You know, that was a lot of challenge. The challenge of training, the challenge of the focus, and the mental fortitude you've got to have to be able to get in there and know that you're going up against another human being and you're going to be seeing who's the strongest of the two of you. And it's definitely seeing who's strongest mentally and who's strongest physically. That challenge is what really appealed to me, and it still does today.
Wow. Well, you will never hear me say you can't, or I challenge you to. So, hey, that's out my vocabulary. Because I know you're going to prove that wrong. Okay, wow. So, well, how do you stay on top of that? Because, you mentioned some strong words of fortitude and knowing that, you're going up against someone who can fight, who's trained and who's ready to fight you. So, how do you prepare for that?
It's definitely a mental game. The point is to stay focused and to not lose faith in yourself. I think having belief in yourself is one of the biggest things. You see it in Conor McGregor. He's so confident in himself that he was able to overcome all these different obstacles So I really think that that's a huge part of fighting.
Wow. You know, me being of, I should say, what, the featherweight contender, I've always been one of that, like, to challenge your mind. Like, if I'm fighting you, I'm going to talk to you because I'm going to get you to take focus off my mind, off my hands and put it on my mouth. But so with you being trained against to block all this out, when you enter the ring, when does it sink in that you're about to fight? Because, you know, the listeners may not know, but I came to one of your fights and we were talking, right? You know, like, you was right at the end of the, I don't even know what you call it, but you was right there and I was just talking, like, laughing and cooling, and it didn't faze you that you was about to fight. It was amazing to me.
You know what? It's so funny. In my head, that whole walkout, I was just constantly repeating one thing in my head the whole time was, oh my gosh, I'm about to go fight. Oh my gosh, I'm about to go fight. Oh my gosh. And that's all I could think. So really, it's just, you know, going from that point and knowing that you're going to get in the cage and fight. And when you walk into that cage and the gate closes behind you, you have to quiet that voice and then focus on the task at hand. Because if you allow that nervous feeling, that antsy, you know, anticipation to build up too much, you're going to be so nervous. By the time you're ready to fight, you're not going to be able to focus.
Wow. Wow. Wait, can you just repeat that again? Because that can be applied against not just fighting, but any, like you said, task at hand. So, you know, you said something like, can you repeat that? Because that's deep.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, it happens with anything. You know, you could be going into a job interview and you could be thinking, okay, this is it. This is my moment. Whatever your moment is, whether you're going to go play basketball, you know, football, anything, you're going to start that game and you've got to make this move. And the pressure is on you. What you've got to do is believe in yourself, keep that focus, quiet that voice that says, oh, you know, all this stuff is happening, and focus on what you're good at. And you're good at playing your game. You're good at whatever you're challenging yourself to do. So you've got to trust yourself and go in there and just do what you went in there to do.
Exactly. And, you know, in addition to having to being great, you got to have a good support system and you got to have some inspiration. So who is your biggest inspiration? Let's say in the fighting industry and outside.
You know, I would have to say my coach, and it's kind of ironic because my coach is actually also my partner, my boyfriend. We've been together about 6 years, and through that time, he has gone through so many different things, and he has come out on top. He used to be a fighter himself, and he was really good until an accident took him out of the fight scene, and he kind of had to change things around. And he came back from that, and he is now training again. He's not going to fight again, but he's been training, and he's been training people, and he's been training me. And that, to me, the challenge and the way he got up and went back and did what he loves and is still doing what he loves is just, it's so inspiring to me every day.
Well, I'm inspired, and it makes me think of an interview I had with a wrestler, and you know, she had an incident where it took her out the ring, and I asked, how do you stay passionate? And, you know, she had to figure out a different way, and that's one of the ways that she's giving back, and, you know, she's training like, you know, like your boyfriend is. So that's amazing. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. So,
yes,
so is
absolutely.
That who you train with? So, you know, which team are you training with in preparation for this upcoming fight?
So, you know, I've got this huge bombshell. I got dropped on yesterday. My gym, which I was going to, UFC gym, White Rock, it closed suddenly yesterday out of the blue, gone out of business, and that's where I was doing all my camp out of. And so, yeah, unbeknownst to anyone else. And so I was like, okay, well, that kind of pulled the rug out from underneath the training plan. But it's okay because we've got some mats here and we've got our training partners that come out. We got Jonathan Hernandez and we've got Miguel, and they're going to come out here tomorrow and we're going to get back at it.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, if it's You know, if it's a mountain, you know, if it's a hill, go knock it down. That's what I'm talking about. Adversities come, you know, but strong people, they're made a dime a dozen. So that's amazing. So, you know, let's take a moment. So how can the listeners catch up with you and your camp? What's the name of your camp first?
Well, they can follow me on Facebook. I'm on there under my name, Janice Glendinning. And also on Instagram at JG, and then my fight nickname, which is La Máquina. It's kind of the machine in Spanish. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a joke about how that turned out, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah, I think I've seen the pictures of that one, too.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, with the face going with the part machine. I think you had it for
that's right.
Uh-huh. That was pretty cool. That's going to be on the part two. That's pretty cool.
That's right. Yes, so, part two coming out.
ooh. Exactly. So, wow. So, you know, with your boyfriend being your big inspiration, you know, what does it mean to you to be a fighter?
You know, what it means to be a fighter, that meaning changes with me. I know some people have this one reason that they're a fighter and they believe in that and that's what happens. But to me, being a fighter, it just it changes a lot. I had some losses last year. My dad passed away, and you know, I figured out that you can be a fighter for several different reasons. You can do it for yourself, you can do it for your family, you can do it as a way to express yourself. But sometimes I think it's a way to find out really who you are on the inside and kind of figure out things inside yourself. And that's what you're maybe fighting for, really. But the meaning changes for me. It does.
Wow. That's deep, man. I'm going to have to get Google or something, get some help in here to understand you dropping these bombshells on us. Cause you know, I had another wrestler hang out with me, and and I asked him that, why are you a fighter? And it was because he was fighting for the people that said he couldn't, or for the bad guys of the show. So for
right.
you to say that, you know, you're fighting maybe to just find who you are.
Right.
That definitely adds some more question marks on it, but I'm like, wow. Okay. I can see, you know, just dealing with the challenges because, you know, one thing with me, I'm not a fighter, but I've had fights in my life, and I like the challenge because I don't want to fight someone my size because I already feel like I'm going to beat them up. So
right.
the bigger they are, you know, so it's like I want to fight someone bigger. I want someone who can challenge me. So, okay, you know, I can get it. I like that. Cool. So what's your most memorable fight like?
That would have to be the one that you watched me at. With Audrey Drew, that was just an amazing fight. I felt amazing. I went out there and it was so good to be able to compete with someone on her level. She's just such a great competitor, and I just felt like we were kind of well matched, and it was it was entertaining, and it was a fun fight. I loved that fight.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because me and my dude, we were there at the table, and we took bets on that because I was, you know, let me tell the listener, because when I met you through a friend, and then I found out you was fighting on the same card, and, you know, and I was screaming your name like, Janice. So the whole night, any female, I called her Janice because, you know, hey, that's what crown, you know, I was jacked up. But every film, like, you, Janice? They're like, no. I'm like, you, Janice. So when I met you, it was just like, woohoo! You know, it was just all out. So we took bets on
yeah,
the
whole
fight.
Awesome.
And it was a very, like you said, it was a very well-fought fight. You all were well-matched. And we, you know, it was, I enjoyed it. So, yeah, that's cool. That is cool. So have you seen any of her other fights? Or because it seemed like you're fond of her.
Yes, I did. I watched a couple of her fights when I was preparing to fight her. And then I actually caught another of her fights. She fought Roxy Caesar, who's out of El Paso, Texas, actually. And ironically, that fight, I had actually fought Roxy for my very first fight years ago in New Mexico.
Wow.
So that was kind of cool. It was like a circle, like a round circle type thing where she fought her, because she'd gone pro by that time. That was actually Audrey Drew's pro debut, was when she fought Roxy. But that's the other fight I've caught.
Oh, wow. So wait, how long have you been fighting?
Well, my first fight was about maybe 5 years ago now. And that was in New Mexico, and I just barely started training, and I kind of wanted to try it out. And a promoter called me, and he said he had a fight with this girl at 135 if I wanted it. And at the time, I was 160. I weighed 160 pounds. And the fight was going to be in a month and a half. And I said, you know what, I'll take it. And I did, and I made the weight. And
wow.
that was a horrible training camp, but most of it was the weight cut, but it was crazy, but it was a lot of fun.
Wow. That sounds like, that's pretty cool. So, you know, with it being so difficult to make a fight, like, you know, you accepted a fight with a huge challenge to what, drop like 30 pounds just to make the fight.
Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's, wow, you know, you had to, that goes to that mental thing that you spoke about earlier, but what happens, how do you remain focused after someone cancels? You know, you've prepared, like, let's say, you know, you drop 30 weights, and then this person who took the fight, you know, your opponent, they cancel. How do you stay focused to continue training and prepare for the, or try and get another fight?
You know, I would say keep my eyes on the horizon, know that there is something else. There is another fight. And the fact that you made it this far and the fact that you were able to do that would help to get you ready for the next challenge that you're going to face. Because if you take that anger and that frustration and you put it towards something and you can build something out of that, I think that's the best thing you can possibly do.
Wow. And that's how I feel you apply what you just said to any problem, any adversity. So, wow, if fighting has you thinking like this, man, I might have to pull out my, you know, move away my laptop and put on some boxing gloves or something.
Heck yeah, put them on, throw them, yeah, absolutely, come on, you can come train with us.
You sound like a fighter, you're like, yeah, come on, I'm like, nah, okay, I'll just sit over here and try and build an app. That is all, don't mind me. So, you know, earlier you mentioned how you had to watch Audrey, what was her name, I'm sorry, that fighter?
Yeah, it's Audrey Drew.
So, in preparing for a fight, because you have an upcoming fight, where is it? Can you tell us about your upcoming fight first? Where is your upcoming fight?
So my upcoming fight is going to be in Oklahoma at the Sugar Creek Casino. I think that's about 4 hours away, and it's near, I think it's near Oklahoma City, as far as my GPS told me. And it's going to be February 3rd, and the weigh-ins are February 2nd, of course, and we're really looking forward to that.
Wow, yeah, definitely looking. So is that going to, so within the weigh-in, so is it difficult to go up or down in your weight in boxing?
I would say difficult to go up, because if you're used to fighting at a lighter weight and you move up, then you might feel a little more heavy. You might feel a little more sluggish, because the lighter you are, I feel like the faster you can move. At least with myself. I know that not everybody's going to agree with that, but for myself, for my own situation, I do feel like I move faster when I'm lighter.
Hey, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I'm with you on that.
Exactly. Yep.
So in preparing for fights, do you watch them? Is there filming? Like, do you watch tape on them so you can learn their moves?
You know, the funny thing is, yeah, the funny thing is the last two fights I've had, one against Sarah Scott and this one coming up, they're both debuts. So that means that they don't have any other fights out there for me to really study. So they are coming into the fighting world, whether they've been training for years and they're just now going to test their skills, or whether they've, you know, been training for a short amount of time, I wouldn't know. unless I could actually sneak over to their gym, but I'm not going to do that, you know. I would rather, yeah, in that instance, I just focus on myself. I try to figure out what my weak points are and then work on those to try to build my strengths as much as possible so I can be prepared for whatever.
That's what I train myself to do every day with dealing with issues. Man, that's
exactly
what's up.
Yep.
So with that, you know, and that leads into my next question because, you know, with you not being able to watch and study up on your opponent, what's your fight? You know, what is your fighting style? What is your favorite strike, your submission move, or what? So, you know, what do you work on?
That's the fun thing is since we don't know what to expect, we're kind of throwing out all sorts of tricks, you know? So we've got, you know, flying knees, we've got high kicks, you know, we've got all sorts of submissions that we're working on. We're just trying to really make our game as absolutely numerous as we can. We want as many moves as we can possibly get in there, you know, so that way in any kind of situation, I'm going to be prepared. So if she wants to go to the ground, I can go to the ground, you know, that way I'm just ready for whatever comes
that's
up.
See, you know, I watch a lot of UFC. I'm a big fighting and boxing fan. So, you know, one of my favorite moves is the rear naked choke. Like, I like submission moves. I want to see someone just put you in a submission move and just, like, you just go to sleep or some ground and pound. What is your favorite? Like, you like striking, stand-up, or ground and pound, or submission moves?
You know, what I've always wanted to do is knock somebody out. Just knock them out. That would be so awesome, right? I mean, boom, good night, Irene, you know? I mean,
really?
That would be so cool. Yeah, but, I mean, a good submission would be great, too. I think I would prefer something like a choking submission, like a rear naked choke. That would be great. You know, Darce choke, maybe throw an anaconda in there. That would be great. But as far as an arm bar goes, I don't know. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to break somebody's arm, but I mean, I will if I have to. But you know, I mean, you know, I just want to put you to sleep. You know, let's just go to sleep, okay? Everybody needs to take a
nap. Right, exactly. Exactly. To me, that like you say, from you know, I just want to knock somebody out because I haven't had the strength to just knock someone out, but I could give someone a fat lip and you know, and make them dazed up a couple times. So just
right.
Knocking someone out is this awesome feeling and putting them to sleep. Like, yeah, I don't want to break your arm or you know, but putting you to sleep just gives you that rah, you know, like yeah. So
yeah,
I am
definitely
with you on that. So, you know, if you could have one dream fight with anyone, you know, maybe, you know, within the amateur circuit, pro circuit, UFC, anywhere, who would it be? What is your dream match?
I'm going to go big, and I'm going to say Cyborg.
What?
Yes.
We just had a hot, we
I
had a sports trivia on her. So, so tell us about Cyborg. So that's your favorite match?
She is awesome. She has that aggressive attitude that she can apply so well. She's so dominant. She's got that forward pressure. And her striking game is just beautiful. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. When I first started getting into fighting, she was really undefeated. No one had really beaten her. And I thought, oh gosh, that'd be so cool to get in there and just test my skills, which were very small at the time. Obviously I would have been beaten badly, but I would probably still be beaten badly. In fact, I know this, but the fact is just being able to get in there and experience that energy would just be just crazy. It would be awesome.
I definitely understand you on that. I definitely understand. So, you know, as we wrap things up, but man, I hate to have to let you go because this has just been awesome sauce. You know, so one of my flaws is dealing with taking a loss. That is my biggest thing. Like, one thing is failure, like for me to feel like a failure and to take a loss. Like, so with you being in a fighting industry, a loss isn't just, you know, mental. It's like you got knots on your face, you got a black eye, you got legs hurting, you got backs hurting. How do you recover from that? And what do you recommend, you know, fighters?
You know, with that, I would have to say it depends on the fight that you fought. If you fought and you went out there and you did your best and you put so much effort and you put every bit of your energy and your desire to win in that fight and you got beaten, that's not a bad loss. That you can walk away from with a smile on your face, knowing that you can do better next time and that you'll come back. But a fight, go in there, and you're already beaten. That mindset that I was talking about, you couldn't get it. And so you beat yourself while your opponent was beating you. So by the time you walk out of the cage, you're just this mess. You know, I would say those are the ones that you learn the most about yourself from. You have to really take a step back and say, okay, you know what? I have work to do. I'm not going to let myself sit here and feel sorry for myself and know that I messed up. Let's get up. Let's go train. Let's figure out what I need to do to fix this, and let's try it again.
Wow. You made fighting sound like a big problem-solving solution field. It doesn't feel like gloves and punching and striking anymore. That's pretty cool.
You know, that might be my problem. I might think about it too much.
Nice. So, you know, I got to ask you this here. So people looking to get, especially not just people, but females, because, you know, big up to you for being a lady, getting into this striking, this ferocious, you know, career. And, you know, so how do you get into that? Someone, you know, someone off the street, some Joe Smo, just like, hey, you know what, I want to fight like you were when you decided to start fighting. Can you tell my callers, tell the callers, tell the listeners, how can they get involved in fighting?
You know what? The first thing I did was look up gyms that were in my area, and there wasn't much to choose from in Alamogordo, but there was a couple. And, you know, I actually walked up to my boyfriend. He wasn't my boyfriend at the time, but I walked up and I was like, hey, you know, you're a fighter, right? And he said, yeah. And I was like, hey, well, I want to learn how to fight and I want to start training. And so he said, yeah, sure. He took me under his wing and showed me the gym and worked me through some classes. And so what I mean by that is you can just walk in somewhere to any gym and walk up to the instructor and say, hey, you know, what's this about and how do I get started? But, you know, I think the minute you walk into a gym, you'll know whether you want to go there and train there, because you're going to have this feeling when you walk in there. And if you don't feel welcome, I'm sorry, it could be the best gym in the world, but if you don't feel welcome, you're not going to be able to train there. So really do your research. You can go online, research gyms, see what kind of facilities there are out there, and don't be afraid to go check them out. You know, a lot of gyms have deals for beginners that they can come in and try it out for a day or two. And if you like it, great, get a membership. If not, move on to the next one. There's a lot to choose from in this area. But the main part is walking in there and trying it out. That's the main part.
Wow. You have a plethora of knowledge. So, you know, once again, how can the callers and the listeners catch up with you? How can they find you on social media?
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook, Janeth Glendinning. That's a long last name, I know, but I'm sure Uncle Leroy Jr.'s got the link on his site.
Hey,
so,
yes, I do.
And you can catch me on Instagram also at JG La Machina.
They stand for the machine. Did I get
That's
it right?
Right. That is absolutely
right. I get a star by my name. So if we close things out, I gotta definitely need your assistance, because every day we're big on sports trivia, and you know, because we want everyone to know and understand, appreciate sports, and you know, just have a way to get people to talk, because you know, we're friends and just want something to talk about. So we have sports trivia every day, and our winners, well, not the winners, but the nominees for our raffle, because we raffle off a gift card every Friday. So I need you to pick your favorite color out of the four, and they represent the person who won. So this week, our nominees are Maine, Corey, Dan, and Kyle. So, Janice, I need you to pick out of these four colors: yellow, red, green, and blue.
I'm gonna pick blue. Okay, don't get mad at me, but blue is my favorite color, so I got to go with blue.
That's what I was going to ask. What was your favorite color? So, all right, well, appreciate that. That means Maine is our winner of our $5 Starbucks gift card. So wake up on me and get to your Starbucks. I drink Pike. Well, no, I drink that Americano. I need some coffee. Do you drink coffee, Janet?
I sure do. I love coffee. Yep. Put a couple shots in there and we're good to go.
Hey, so coffee's on us for you too. I'm gonna send you a gift card to be out of Starbucks app.
Awesome
sauce. So big ups. I definitely appreciate you. But before I let you go, any shout out you wanna give?
Yes, I would like to shout out to my chiropractor who has been my number one and best sponsor, 100% Chiropractic. They are located at Gaston over there by the Lakewood Shopping Center, and they are the best chiropractic office in Dallas. They're great.
I might have to check them out because I've been looking for one. The way my nerves be bad. But big shout out to 100% Chiropractic.
That's right. Yep.
Whoop whoop. And hey, this was awesome sauce. We about to take a quick break and let Janice go get back to her training. She prepares for her fight out in Oklahoma. But this is Uncle Leroy Jr. hollering, sitting in with Janet G. I bet y'all thought it was over, huh? But nah, you can't get rid of Uncle Leroy Jr. like that. Hey, so once again, I got to thank everyone for hanging out with me at the Sports Chatter Show. This is Uncle Leroy Jr. Oh, man, somebody hit me up on Facebook. Who calls on Facebook? But hey, this is dude. He's trying to holler at me. He want to get on some GTA. That's my little dude on PS4. But this is Uncle Leroy Jr. signing out. Listen to me every Friday at 7 p.m. if you won't get caught up on that foolishness. Holla at your boy on Tuesday, Ed Robb on the Robinson Show to get you caught up on sports news. But this should do it, Uncle Leroy, and I'm out.